Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible today, Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 35. And the name of the city from that time on shall be, here's the name of the city, the Lord is there. So Israel was delivered from exile. The temple was restored, worship resumed, the glory of the Lord reappeared. The city was renamed, the Lord is there. What a great day that was for the nation of Israel. God resurrected them from the spiritual grave. Now, thankful people bowed before their powerful and personal God. The Lord is there. But you know what? The temple was destroyed again after the time of Ezekiel. This time, however, it served as a physical reminder that God did not set up shop within carefully measured walls or holy rooms. Now, because of Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, he will always be with us through his Holy Spirit. The inscription is written on our hearts. God is there. Just think of it. Through the Holy Spirit, God lives within us. He resides in our hearts. He never leaves us. His presence is 24/7. And God writes the words, the Lord is there. He writes those words on a sign and he hangs that sign on our heart. So display that sign through your words and your actions. May all of us look for God and find him because he's living right in us as believers. So, Father, you live in us. Help me never to forget or get over the awesome truth that you are there right in my heart. Help me demonstrate your presence in my life. Help me to show others how you love me unconditionally and you even forgive me when I fall. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.